Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Shout hallelujah. Now, please be seated. Now, today I'm especially excited. Number one, this is the last Sunday in the year 2024, and we are all still here. Let's give him glory. Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, a few days ago, one of our members in this church put to bed, amen, in the United Kingdom, praise God. And the baby came out in the car, amen. No time for labor. No time. Praise God. So, I'm happy, amen. I'm happy. These are the things I want to celebrate next year. I don't even mind if you don't want me to preach, but just tell me somebody has given birth. I'll carry my load and I'll come to your house and sit down. If you have a room, I will sleep one day. Don't keep any room there for me. Because I'm just telling you how happy. It's a good way to end the year. Amen. I mean, like, the husband was just driving and he just heard, where at the back. I don't even know how he managed to drive to the hospital. You are rushing your wife to the hospital in the dark. I just heard, is that how people give birth? Come to Nigeria, 12 hours. Pastor, she never born. Shakata, yata, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Well, I don't want to say it's because he's in the UK. Because their own witchcraft there is more than our own. But I'm so happy. I'm blessed that the Lord is adding to everyone here, you know, gradually. And next year, there will be more. You know, the brother said to me, I have even forgotten. He said I gave him a prophecy last year that if they still want the child this year, God will give them. He said that was a prophecy. Something happened to them before and they were discouraged. And I said to them, that the Lord said, if you stand the child this year, he will give you. All right? So, I prophesy and I walk away. I don't remember many things. So, for many of you who say, Pastor, remember when we were talking last week? I don't remember. Except the matter involved money. I don't usually remember. So the brother said the due date was supposed to be next year. Can you see the power of prophecy? The due date was supposed to be next year. He said it was when the baby came, they remember that I said to them that if you still want it this year, God will give it to you. And there was no nurse. Just the man and his wife in the car rushing to the hospital. I was awake around 1 a.m. when I saw the message. I said, Papa, the baby is here in the car. I responded. That kind of message, I have to respond. You know, I told you that except you hear that my dead father came back to life and is somewhere at Ojota asking for direction to my house, don't call me in the middle of the night. Go and sleep. Whatever it is, we'll settle in the morning. But this one, if it's about a child, you can call me. And the baby is healthy, the mother is healthy, and we give glory to God. Amen. Exodus 14, amen. So I have many things to share with us today, and it's good to see everybody. I know quite a number of us have traveled, but it is still a time to be blessed. Amen. Let's turn to Exodus 14. Now, this entire chapter, I would have wanted us to read everything, but I'm not sure if we have so much time. Start from verse 1. You have to be fast. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they turn and camp before Pi Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, opposite Baal Zephon. You shall encamp before it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. Please change this to New King James. Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them. And I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army and the Egyptians, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Verse 5, and it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh was turned, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people, and they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? In the year 2025, the Lord will cause your enemies to make the mistake that will favor you. Amen. They will sign a policy that will favor you. Amen. I say it will favor you. Amen. 2025, there will be confusion in the camp of the enemy concerning you. So he made ready his chariot, and he took his people with him. Also he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt with captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with what? Come on, say, I'm going out with boldness. No longer a slave. I'm no longer restricted. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, camping by the sea beside Pi Hahiroth before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. What did they do? So please put that somewhere. Yeah. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. For the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go. And that's the title of my message. Please let me preach to your neighbor and say, it's time to go forward. Please prophesy to somebody else and say, it's time to go forward. Okay, if they don't have faith, turn to another person and say, thus hear the Lord. It is time for you to go forward. Now go forward. Now go forward. Now go forward. Now go forward. In the name of Jesus. But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will follow after. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen. The moment the Lord made this statement, watch the next verse. And the angel of the Lord, which went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus, it was a cloud and darkness to the one, and it gave light, are you see here, to the other. So that the one did not come near the other at all that night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariot and his horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians. And the Lord took off their chariot wheels so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. In this season, that will be your testimony. I say, in this season, that will be your testimony. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may come back upon the Egyptians on their chariots and on their horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, And when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth. While the Egyptians were fleeing into it, so the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariot and the horsemen and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea. Not so much as one of them remained. But the children of Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Thus, Israel saw the great work which the Lord has done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Exodus chapter 15 from verse 1. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. For the Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will praise him. My father's God, I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariot and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand has dashed the enemies in pieces. Now, I want us to read this particular scripture in King James, Exodus 15. Why don't you draw from you again? Yeah. We have come to draw from. I've come to draw from you again. Yeah. We have come to draw. Oh. Exodus 15 and verse 11. Alina Nesala, draw from you again, oh. Yeah. Ways like unto you, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. We have come to draw from you again. I've gone. Father, we ask that you will breathe and cause life to be given. For you said in the scriptures, you say, if a man has not committed a sin that is unto death, that we may ask and you may give life. And today we thank you because life is available. The life of God is available for everyone this morning. Hallelujah. And we give you glory, God, for the spirit of prophecy, understanding. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to stay with me. What I'm going to be sharing with you is a summary. This particular story that we have read together, I hope you can still hear me somewhere. You may need to find something on the strings for me so that you can control my movement. Before now, when I have read this scripture, I have usually held the opinion that this battle that happened in Exodus 14, I used to think it happened in the day. I didn't know it happened at night. I think it makes a lot of sense to think it happened in the day, right? So, but it's an assumption. That story, that popular story, happened at night. Now, the first thing I want to establish this morning, and if you have your notes, you may want to write it down, is that after every major victory that you experience, the devil is the next person you will see, not God. So it is dangerous, hazardous, for you to go to sleep after every major. All right. It is dangerous for you to go to sleep after every major victory. The moment you experience a victory like the kind that the Israelites experienced when they left Egypt, it's not the time to sleep. It is the time to raise altars. Are you with me? Now, I share some of these things with us. I know most people don't listen to me when I talk. But I am putting in your hands eternal secrets. For those of you complaining that, oh, this particular thing is happening in your life, or this part, have you raised an altar concerning that thing? I want to ask you. If, for instance, your father, I'm talking about those of us that have children, your father, and this may even apply to anybody, your father had diabetes, God forbid. You are struggling with diabetes. Have you raised an altar concerning your children that my children must not go through the same thing? You may not be able to deliver yourself because they've given you drugs. And you are used to, you and your drugs, you are happy together. But you can begin to pray now and say, Lord, let my children be exempted from this thing that we have in our family. There's a particular brother, you know, I was talking to my friend, Dr. Kola. They were both AS, a couple that wanted to get married. Now, if you are AS and AS, don't bother coming to me. I won't join you. Don't even bother. Just go to the court. If you're on your way to the island, once you leave Osborne, just be going straight. Just turn, be going straight. Before you get to MTN, you will see one place. People are always gathering there like this. It's the red, it's the court. Just enter, they will join you. They come and do Thanksgiving. I'm telling you ahead. So I won't say it's a wicked man. If you are AS and AS, eh? AA, AS, I will join you myself. Eh? AA, SS, I will join you. AA, AC, SC, BC, JC, I will join you. I told one pastor, I thought that old age or gray age should speak of wisdom, but I realized there are some men that are not wise. They are foolish, though they have gray hair. I told one man, I said, you're a pastor. You are encouraging this boy who is AA, AS, to marry another AS. Eh, he said, there is nothing wrong with it. I said, I now ask him, I say, but you're a lawyer. Even let's put away science. Let's use your legal mind. Is something not wrong? You see, and that's what I did. I did the same thing. I said, okay, because you did it and you escaped, you want to push this boy. I said, the Jesus you received, Brother, the Jesus you received in 1979, is the same Jesus you are receiving now. With what you are seeing, it's like Jesus is different too. That Jesus of that time, you have to be, you know, radical in the spirit. You follow God. Nobody beg you to come to church. Even when you are sick, you come to church, Abby. Yeah. Uh-huh. But the Jesus of today, you can join online. Are you still here now? You people are not here. Are you here? So I told that pastor, I said, this thing that this boy wants to do, it will destroy his life. I told the pastor. The pastor, like, was trying to play one. I said, ask the pastor a question. You told this boy he should go ahead and marry this girl. Did God tell you that he should go ahead? He said, no. I said, why are you pushing this boy to his death? I said, the Lord told me they must not marry. I said, so me, I'm standing by what God told me. These people must not marry. The pastor was playing Akipa. So the boy, too, because he loves the girl, he ran to the other pastor. You know, when you are in love, you don't listen to correction. And there's something about men, even though they have muscles and shoulder, but when they love a lady, they are mesmerized. They can't think straight. I don't know what is it about men and being mesmerized. They just then when you now marry, your eye will not clear. By the time she pour all the salt in the first soup, hey, who is this? Your eye will just clear. Say, it's. He be like, I don't marry you. You know, saying that experience, they use pool salt for soup. If you are not in the kitchen, you can't know it. You will just know once you hold it like this, you know when to stop. Am I talking now? But you that you use YouTube to learn how to cook soup, you used internet. Okay, if you want to cook a dick icon, put the fish first. Then you now, after fish, now put palm oil. Then you now. Shall you see what YouTube taught me? They said I should put the fish first. He said, this can I come? I should put the fish. So, all you YouTube learners, it's good though, but you need to come to school. The same thing for church, oh, you need to come to church. The brother got married to the wonderful sister, and in less than half a year, the marriage collapsed. Now the pastor is ashamed. He cannot come back to me. He was now sending someone that he's sorry. I say he's sorry. You have destroyed somebody's life. Do you think it's easy for that brother to marry again? How can you marry for just 6 months? Do you spend $10 million to marry for 6 months? Is it a good investment? I want to blow $10 million for 6 months. You cannot hear God. You don't have people who can hear God. You cannot pray. You don't have friends who can pray. And you are happy. You are sleeping and waking up, pressing iPhone. Some of you to sell the iPhone and go and buy Bible. Go and buy a cartel. The battle that came against the Israelites, you know, before they came out from Israel, they partook of the Holy Communion. It was the way the Lord ushered them with a strong hand out of Israel. The moment they partook of the Holy Communion, the Lord said, you will not sit down again. You are leaving now. They moved in the night. Oh, are you still with me here? That whole operation started from Goshen. That whole operation started with specific divine instructions. And in this year 2025, we will give it to divine instructions. The instruction might be stupid to him, but it is your own. God will not ask him. He will ask you. What I told you to do, what did you do with it? It is always good to ask the Lord and not make emotional decisions. It's not good to... A lot of people have seen Christians pay dearly for being emotional. Pay dearly. Because once you enter that zone, it becomes very difficult for you to save yourself. The scripture said that in the on that final day, they labeled the doorpost of their houses with the blood, which represents salvation, redemption, deliverance. And then they ate that last supper, which Jesus replicated again with his disciples. And he commanded them to always do this in remembrance of me. Jesus said so. You can see a pastor, you know, you may have 2 MB or 10 MB on your iPhone 6. And you go online and tell people that they should not take Holy Communion. When you die, you will explain. I don't have anything to tell you. But when you die, Mary is not the mother of Jesus. Mary, when you die, we will have a special time to attend to you. If you are looking for social media thrill, you fail to understand that social media can lift you up one day and bring you down the next day. Social media has no emotion. It's a spirit. And for it to continue to promote you, you must serve it. You must serve it. Some of you that think you are not popular, go online tomorrow, remove you, and say, get ready with me. Say, get ready with me. And begin to remove your shirt, remove your wig, remove... Even just 10 seconds, you have 100,000 views. At the end of the day, now pause the video. People will be asking, part two. That's what they'll be asking. People that were in church yesterday. Get ready. Who cares about how you woke up this morning? You get ready with me. You didn't start with your Bible. Get ready with me. You didn't start with prayer. Get ready with me. Are you all right? Are you all right? Or is the spirit of the world in your life? Get ready with me. Why should I? Yeah, well, let me just ignore these people this morning and face my message. Because... Okay. I will... 2025, I will ignore you. So they should ignore me. They should not show up on my feed. So this thing happened in the night. But I thought that after they came out in the middle of the night, that crossing the Red Sea, they will not meet with any battle. So something happened. The scripture tells us that when the Israelites left, that people began to challenge Pharaoh. Why did you let them go? So let me tell you, it's not only Satan that uses mesmerization. God uses it. And this year we are coming into, he will use it again. You don't understand. Let me explain. Moses was one man. No military army, no support from any nation, and he took 5 million people out. With what power? The scripture said they challenged Pharaoh. Why did you let them go? Pharaoh too was confused. We cannot let them go. They have not, the man who released them now said, get the chariot. Let's quickly pursue them. Relying on the strength of his chariot. And the scripture says, those who put their trust in chariots, what happens to them? He said they fall. That's what Sam told us. He said they will fall. Those who put their strength in the arm of flesh, they will fail. Those those who are putting their hope in 2025, I will palm 25 and keep 9. The palming you have done for how many years that you didn't make it is let me tell you something. 2025 is not just the beginning of a new year. Even in the realm of the spirit, the seasons have changed. So you have to be careful. Because what you plant in a new season is dependent on the kind of season. There are some things you cannot plant in a dry season. There are some seeds that can thrive even in a dry season. So you have to be very careful. This is not the time to palm 9 and keep 25. And be asking, you know what you normally ask them when you go to that kiosk. This is not the time. Keep your money. Eh? Too sure. Too direct. So you... I wanted to ask my father, have you played that before? Now, everything. If you read that story, you may be tempted to think that thing, that event at the Red Sea was like weeks or months after. Same period. They were just celebrating their deliverance only for them to turn and see chariots coming. I say to you again, after every major breakthrough, the devil is the next person you see. Don't sleep. Please let me preach to a neighbor. Don't sleep. Let me preach to another person. Say, don't sleep. Don't sleep. Oh, don't sleep. Don't sleep. Don't sleep. Somebody will say, Pastor, but I had the breakthrough. We already got the initial call from the office. They told us that everything was concluded. And then nobody called us again. I say, you are sleeping. Your testimony was premature. You shared it. Don't share premature testimonies. Don't share premature. Don't say, I'm trusting God that it will conclude. No. Keep it first. Keep it. You are not strong enough for what you are doing. Now, look at something very, very significant. Go to Exodus 14, verses 2. I want to show you something here. Now, look at this very critically. Speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against where Baal Zephon, before it shall he encamp. Now look at the word Baal Zephon. It means the destroyer. That word Baal Zephon, where they were encamped. Can you imagine where the enemy came to meet them? Huh? The enemy came to a location where was like an enemy territory that was established for destruction. This was where they were encamping around. But that was also the place the Lord chose to embarrass them. In the year 2025, whatever the enemy considers an advantage will be taken away. It 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 will be taken away. So they prepared their chariots, about 600, and they began to pursue the Israelites. As you step into the new year, please pay attention and write down. Take note of the people that are in your space that God is working with. Pay attention, whether it's in your business, in your office, in your school, at the market, if there is any Christian there or anyone that you know that the Lord is working with, pay attention to them, make them friends, or let them not be relational, be good towards them. Are you still here? These guys got to that Red Sea looked back, they called the attention of Moses, and I'm a bit surprised at their response. The Bible says that they prayed to God, but when they spoke to Moses, they complained. Did you read it in that story? Did you read it? When they were praying, they prayed to God. But when they spoke to Moses, they condemned him. The same people do that even today. They said they will go on the mountain to pray. Then they'll come to pastor and say, "Pastor, but you gave me a prophecy. What happened? Are you telling me that prophecy is a false prophecy? Pastor, are you a false prophet?" "I don't know. Pastor, you gave me, you called me out here." These people, this Israel that Moses almost lost his life because of them. Because most people are not aware that Pharaoh was an idol that was worshipped. He was a god. One man without sword, only a stick, came, took you out. You are not even afraid. So you pray to God, but you challenge the prophet. And God heard the complaint. God didn't hear the prayer. I say God heard the complaint. He didn't hear the prayer. What many do not realize is that there is nothing the devil is going to do. There is nothing he's going to plan that he has not seen ahead, and he doesn't have a strategy to take care of. Did you hear what I said? I said concerning your life, there is nothing that the devil is planning that God has not seen. It is not your prayer that will make him deliver you. He has put in place a plan. Even before you knew there was a battle, he has put in place. Do you know how many battles were resolved that you didn't even know anything about? You slept and woke up and just started pressing phone. How many of you have had very terrifying dreams that didn't come to pass? Eh? But the way you had the dream, you knew that, I need to start 3 days fasting. But you didn't fast. How many of you had dreams that you ignored and see the dream still did not happen? God has you covered. Please let me preach to your neighbor. God has you covered. Now, I want you to believe that, because you are going to need your faith in 2025. Because when David will face Goliath, his pastor will not be there. For like 2 weeks now, my number has been, I don't know what was wrong with them. They decided to do their thing. Maybe we should remove the 9 in front of that company and put 10, because I don't know, they just turn off. Maybe I'm not the only one, though, but I know get network, sha. They want to use, they cannot use less me, so I've dropped the phone. Any day the phone do papam, that means the network is back. You'll be seeing the full bow, but you will not see anything. I've said this 2025, any devourer in my life, I will put them aside. Or I will port. There's room for porting. The problem is that some of us will port into where we are not covered. That's really a problem. If I tell you things I know, you will be afraid. Now, look at the brothers and that were the Israelites in verse 11. In verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. They were very afraid. And the children of Israel called unto the Lord. Now, here in this scripture, we have established the expectation of heaven. Anytime you are pressed on every side, anytime you are so challenged, what God expects is for you to register your prayer. Even though whatever is going on in your life is known to God, but the only way you register an official complaint is by what? It's by prayer. You cannot claim to have spoken to God if you have not prayed about it. May I also tell you that angels work with prayer. So if you cannot pray, you will have very little angelic operation in your life. Now, in the nation of Israel, had a particular angel that was assigned to them. And the Lord told them that this angel was a warrior angel, that they should not offend him. But you will read in that story how that the moment the Lord began to speak, the angel started moving. Huh? Did you remember when we read that part? That the angel moved from the front, it moved to the back. And the moment the angel moved to the back, the people saw a pillar of what? Please put up that scripture. In verse 18, God spoke. In verse 19, look at it, say, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh. So God coming to that battle was just to show that he is still the king among all gods. That's all. God wanted to show off. This, whatever here, was avoidable. Pharaoh did not need to die. But because Pharaoh is also possessed by a spirit, God wanted to remind all of them that if I kill, you can't take me to court. You can't sue him. If you fight against him, he will use your house to print Bibles. That's his area. The only problem is if you dare him, then he will wake up and say, ah, who said that? Oh yeah, let his wife begin to speak in tongues. Let his son begin to prophesy. There are some Arab princes now who are born again. They speak in tongues. But they fought the Bible all their lives. Till their wives started speaking in tongues. Till their children started speaking in tongues. God will now leave only you in their midst. Look at that scripture. Put up that scripture. He said, and the angel of the Lord went from before the camp to where? Behind them. Where, sir? Where the army of Egypt, were they in front of them? So the angel moved to the location where the battle was happening, where the confrontation was. The reason why Israel was afraid was because they could see the Egyptians. Huh? So the angel moved there. Uh-huh. And became what? A pillar of what? This cloud was physical. Hello? Listen to me. Some of the mists you have seen on the road, clouds, some of the things were angels. But that's the only way you can see them. If you can't see them in their spirit nature. So, in order for them to defend you, they created a barrier. There's somebody in your office that isolates on your case. They just created a barrier. The person they just gave the person something else to do. His system started showing Java error script, Java. All those pop. In fact, I've just learned how to do that thing. If you stress my life, I have something I will press on your system now. I saw it online, I've copied it. Your system will just show blue screen. For 12 hours. You'll be going about IT. Meanwhile, I will go say, we are not ready to work on this project. If I tell you, let's rest, you say, no, let's rest. I will just punch something on your system. That's the system we use for a project. System is showing blue screen. Or it'll be showing all those pop-up. I used this system this morning. That thing, now tomorrow it will clear. We know they work again today. So if you want to learn down, come and see me. If your guy is always stressing you, don't press that thing. But that thing has a problem. So when you come, I'll tell you the problem. But if your guy is a novice, he will be crying. Ah, all my files, all my folder. Just be saying, yeah. Say, I'm coming. I want to go and drink tea. No matter what they do on that laptop, until the time you set, now so the thing go, they behave. So you come and see me if you want that. Don't mention my name. Or if you don't say it was pastor that, I will deny you on the spot. Now, put up that scripture. You know, if somebody wants to be a thief, you have to be thinking above them. So, edit this part out. So, and the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Next verse. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Now, do you understand that the people in this question were the ones abusing Moses? That this angel was moving because God was talking to Moses. For those of you that the Lord has appointed as priest over your family, for those of you that the Lord has appointed as priest over your businesses, for those of you that the Lord has appointed as men of God, as women of God, I want you to know that there are angels that wait for you to talk. They wait for you to talk. And if you are speaking fear and doubt, you have created a problem, because they follow the command. This angel did not mind the people gossiping and grumbling. The angel was listening to the command. The moment the Lord said to Moses that I will defend you, the angel moved. You can't command any angel. I've heard people preaching that rubbish, that you can command. If I can command angel, this Sunday night, everybody's teaching, I will send angel to CBN. And I will tell the angel, don't bring naira. I just need a box of pounds. Just a box. I will describe the box. Pack it like this, like this, like this. And I don't want 20 pounds. Just 50 pounds. Just pack, and come. Come. I'm in Maryland now. Come. Don't waste time. When you come, follow the back. Go to my office. Drop it. And wait. I'm coming. Then today, once I hear that it is, I will not take offering today. As some of you, go home. The Lord is good. Go home. Go and enjoy your blessing. Then no canceling. I will lock the door. Check. Hallelujah. And I won't tell my wife. No. Ah, she won't let me sleep in the house. Say, where this money? She won't sleep, and I want her to sleep well. So I will just wrap the thing. Call my Mala friend. They help me wrap it around my body. They will do everything. I will go home. You know those people know how to wrap money, and they wear clothes. When I get, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. And lock the door. Put the thing under her pillow. She will not see it, because she's not even expecting anything there. Until the day break, I will now say, God has answered your prayer. Pastor said we should send our angel. And I send my angel. Angel, go. Bring money, come from CBN. You're a thief. Angels don't listen. Angels don't obey your voice. They obey his voice. And in case you believe, you are still one of those who believe all those can't go. That angels, you can command angels. Show me in the Bible. I don't have any problem. Just show me. One place where the apostles commanded an angel. Even our Lord Jesus Christ, he said in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, if I wish, I can ask my Father. Are you there? I can ask. Who do the angels listen to? He said, and he will give me legions. So you can pray and ask the Lord. Lord, we ask for angelic assistance. You cannot say, hey, Angel Moroni, come now. Angel Cherub, Angel Casablanca, Angel Natasha. Maybe your wife's name is Natasha, but the angel you are calling will not come. Don't be deceived by false doctrine. I know it's a popular thing. It's not biblical. Eh? So I command all my angels to go now, bring me a favor. There is nothing. They will not bring anything, because it's not their work. Go and kill that person now. They will not go. All the people we have one of our uncles in my house that is so wicked. The man is over 80 now. He refused to die. Despite all the fire prayers, the man refused to die. So I gave up. I gave up. I said, I can't waste my time praying against this man. He refused to die. There's one of our presidents in the north. We pray that he would die. The man, he was just looking fresher and fresher. And he's over 80 now. If you want to be president, you have to go to that mina. Sorry. So me, I focus on productive things. I don't waste my time asking angels to go and kill anybody. The Bible said he has given his angels what? Charge. What does the word charge mean? Command. What does it mean? Instruction. Mandate. If the angels wait for you, you'll be dead. They have received a command. Nothing must happen to her. If anything happens to her, you are dead. They have received a command. Do you see that when God was speaking to Moses, the angel started moving? He started moving. Listen to me, you are not alone. You are defended. When they were going towards the Red Sea, the angel was in front of them, but they did not see him. The moment God came and said, direction change, the angel moved to the back. Don't be ignorant, you are not alone. I said, don't be ignorant. The devil will try and he will fail. Because you are defended. We have angelic help. We have angelic assistance. We are not afraid. Come on, say, I'm not afraid. So, I have shared with you that the first thing you must know is that when you are facing a battle, that the enemy is the first person you meet. The second thing I've also shared with you now is that angels listen to the command of the Lord. That means for you to be able to command the attention of angels, you must know the mind of God. Because they move in that direction. They move in that direction. Number three, warfare is part of the journey. Now, let me tell some of you something here. There are people that, by virtue of what is happening in their life, let's assume maybe they are battling with a disease or marital crisis or one thing or the other. Do not assume that because you are not having a marital crisis that those other people are living in sin. Some people may just be having a battle in that area. It's not because they are living in sin. Many times we tend to be critical. We judge people because of their challenge. And we think, it's because he's living in sin. It's a lie. Many people are living in sin that I know. They are in peace. They are in peace. Nothing they do them. They are always giving testimonies. And they are living in sin. And many people are living righteously, are always fighting, and nothing can be more frustrating than when you are living with somebody in sin that is having peace. And you always have to wake up at night to pray. They now say, brother, I observe you, the way you always pray. What's the problem? The Bible says the giver is beloved sleep. You need to rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 4, the scripture says that those that believe have entered into his rest. Hallelujah. They have entered into his rest. See the way even the angel is laughing. See this one. This one is for the kid. If they preach. Nothing can be more frustrating. Let me tell you. When you find your power slot, when you find what exactly you are supposed to be doing, even if you are wearing a ring or you are perming your hair, once that is what God wants you to do, once God wants you to do, you will not need microphone for the world to hear. And this year you are coming into, that which has been designed for you to do, the Lord will reveal it to you. You must watch out for emotional decisions. A lot of Christians have been destroyed for emotional decisions. A lot of Christians. Every day I see them knocked out of the race. Knocked out of the race because of emotional decision. If you want to marry, then you must understand sales and marketing. So from the male angle, the marketing is the way she looks, the attention she gives to herself, and those things are necessary. Amen. You need it. You want to marry your mother's age mate, that's fine. But I mean, so all those things are marketing. And don't believe any lady that tell you, I'm just doing this thing for myself. Don't believe them. It's a lie. That thing they are doing is very expensive. So if you want to stay and pay, you can sit down. If you don't want to pay, go. So that somebody else can see that. That is marketing. This is what you get if you marry me. That's marketing. Once she knows you are a sinner, she will come to church wearing long dress, short dress. You will say everything fits her. No dull moment. You may not know that she's not a friendly person. But for now, this is what you need to know. When you now marry, that's the sale. You've made a sale. Now, you will now notice that, this product is, this solar panel, it's like this model doesn't charge well, except the sun is at this particular level. Okay, this the engine oil, you have to be using this type of engine oil. This engine oil is 45,000 naira. The normal engine oil is 10,000 naira. Oh, okay. This car is like a Ford Jeep. You know, it's not Toyota, it's Ford. So Ford is like a baby you have to take care of. You know, it's not. So you are now realizing that it's like you went for something above your level. Now she cannot cook. She can do noodles and all. So now that you have bought the product, they will now tell you this product is good, but if you need upgrade, you have to come and you need to get a nanny. So that one can be washing clothes. And I don't want to have just more than a child, you know. I don't want to destroy my body. So I don't sweep. I don't do those things. I didn't grow up like that. So when you are like, when you know, but during marketing, nobody will tell you down. Nobody will tell you down. You eat out. But now, we are not eating out again. So you now see what you have bought. So the only way to differentiate what the product is to ask questions. So if I were you, innocent brother, that is always moved by what you see, go and check on her when she's not expecting you. See her without the makeup, without the wig. Tell her, let me even help you clean off your makeup. See the product. Unbox it. So I got my iPhone 16, unbox it. Let's even see whether it's the original one. There's one they are doing in China now. Let's unbox it. Then ask yourself. Then tell her, let's pray together. Let's pray together. You know, you are a prayer warrior. But if your own prayer life is dead, no worry. Two of you are at the same level. Can marry yourself. But you, that you know that your own prayer life, a prayerful woman is part of what you want. Say, let's pray. Tell her, you start off 5 minutes. Father, we thank you. I'm telling you how the Red Sea will swallow you. This is how the Red Sea will swallow. Father, I give you. If you tell some people to pray here, they will sing throughout. Say, Pastor Benga said, worshiping God is one of the strongest forms. I say, so it's not that you remember what I said. We are going to start that prayer again. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Madam, stop looking at me. We are praying. Let's pray. Then when is your turn? Shut up, come on, come on. Are you not praying? Say, I'm praying my mind. Say, sister, I want to recommend you join the welfare team. I will go and look for a wife in the prayer team because what I'm seeing here now, there will be problem. I can see that there's going to be a big problem. So, I like you, but me, I'm going to be a man of God. I cannot marry somebody that is showing side cleavage, side front, back, whatever. I cannot. I know you can. You don't have anything again. You are proud of your body, but me, I cannot. Me, I'm not proud of my own body. Because my own body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So, I cannot. You cannot stand in front of camera and be showing side cleavage and all those things. So I believe the welfare team will be very good. You can be there just ministering, helping people. But me, I will go on the left side and wait at the express till I find a prayer warrior. Then she will come and report you to me and I'll say it is well. Because I understand. Marrying that kind of, there are people that are meant for those kind of women, but not you. You are a man of God. If you want to be a celebrity, yes. We have one or two people here who work in the media. So you need a kind of grace to pastor people who work in the media because they don't dress like you. They are different. So me, I can relate with them because I know their industry. If I see them on radio or TV doing their hand like this, I just say, well, we will continue to support you with prayers, you know. But I know it is their job. But as wonderful as they are, there are some people that like them that way. But you must ask yourself, is this the type of person that you need? I'm not pointing at you. I'm How can a pastor have 5 million members and he could not find 10 people who believed like him? The kind of miracles that God did to bring them out, the kind of power God demonstrated to bring them out, yet they had no faith. Are you with me? So you now realize that it's very possible for God to be doing something great in your life, testimonies, but you are not really useful to him. Look at what the Lord said to Moses. He said, "Why are you crying in my ears?" Is that not what the scripture said? Please put up that scripture, then I will ask you a question. Are you here? He said, "Why are you crying in my ears?" He said, "Tell the people to go forward." Is that verse 15 or 14? Check. Aha. Look at this. "And the Lord said to Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forth." Now, I want you to, if you have your Bible in your hands, scan very quickly the first 14 verses. Tell me where Moses prayed or cried to God, if you will see. Please, if you have found, let me know. If you saw anywhere in the first 14, did you see anywhere? Did anybody scan? Did you see anywhere that Moses cried to God that deliver me? In the first 14 verses, maybe you are using a Bible that is from Ethiopia. Check. Is there anywhere? Can you see anywhere? Anybody? If you check, don't waste time. Now, if you check and you saw it, shout hallelujah. You can never see anywhere. Who were the people that cried? Who did God blame? Do you see how God thinks? In other words, whatever is happening to your people is because of your leadership failure. I'm writing a book. I'm almost through the book. The Leadership Mistakes of Moses. Bestseller. Because people cannot like it. But the heavens say it's a bestseller. Huh? So you will see some things about Moses. Then the next one, the 7 good things about Samson. I know you only see all the only bad things. Yeah, I'll come and show you good things. He's a great guy. You like that type of Samson. Eh? Tira. I mean, no wound me. I wanted to laugh. I like that if I laugh, I will fall down. So I'll just keep. Let me just keep quiet. But yeah, you are. So you watch out. When that boy, it will be online. Just go and don't even call me. Just go and get it. Once you see my name on it, is I'm the one. Just don't say I pass any free copy. It's not free. Oh. It's not free. Oh. Can write your own too. Who cried to God? The people. Who did God accuse of crying? Can you see that everything we do affects every other person? The instruction, put up that scripture. Pay attention. The Lord said to Moses, put it in a New King James or something. Because this King James sometimes are not too severe. You know, some of you are very educated. Some of us are just trying to come up and so we have to. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry? Moses, go forward. Is that what he said? What did he say? Tell the children of Israel to what? Who did he cry? Who did God accuse? Who did the instruction come for? That's the challenge of being a leader. Your error, your mistake, I will be blamed for it. I know why many people cannot be pastors. They don't want to be pastors. It's because of things like this. But you will still be a pastor in Jesus' name. We ordain you, Sheo. You you see the way we yourself laugh. You laugh the way Anna laughed. You have the demure, the mindfulness. You are mindful. You are very caring. I see the grace of a pastor. I don't even want you to preach. Take care of the people. Just take care of them. You have the mind of a shepherd. The world is not seen, but me, I'm seeing you. You start seeing me in your dreams. All of you shout amen. I send the same prayer to you too. We need more pastors. Please put up that scripture. Now, I don't want you to be lost in the laughter. I want you to understand that a real battle was going on here. It was an attempt by Satan to reclaim people that have been free. The same way some of you will say, I'm dealing with spiritual husband, I'm dealing with so many things, and you pray, you are delivered. 2 months later, you find the same kind of dreams coming back. This is the same thing here. These guys had left Egypt. Moses became a pastor of 5 million people. And Pharaoh suddenly realized they cannot go. Because by the time you realize, who will finish the work? All the building projects, we need these people to come back and work. And as I always tell you people, don't release all your secrets to people in the office, especially work secrets. When you are going on leave, they will tell you, train everybody. Don't reveal everything. Because the moment they realize that they don't need you, they will sack you. So reveal what is revealable. But don't reveal what is your own secret. Put up that scripture. Verse 16. Go to verse 16. But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea, and what? And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Please put up the scripture here. What rod are we talking about? Is it the same rod that was in his hands when he had an encounter with God? That, you know, there was a rod that God told him to throw on the floor. That God empowered. The rod of God. Do you know that? I think it's Exodus 3, right? Where the scripture said, and Moses, that rod became the rod of God. Before that encounter, it was the rod of Moses. After that encounter, it became, it's in the Bible, he said it became the rod of God. That same rod, which was a symbol of his pain. That rod was a symbol of his pain. Everywhere he suffered, everywhere he fell, everywhere people pointed finger at him and said, Mama, you failed. Everywhere that you struggled, anything that represents you having to support yourself with a walking stick. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is the area of your authority. That is the area that God will empower. That is the area God will... Somebody is not listening to me. That is the area God will empower. They said you committed abortion. You are not worthy. You are not qualified. That is the area God will empower. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody has still not heard me. They say you did not go to school. They say you did not graduate. They say your mind, you think like a child. They say you are not mature. They say you are not qualified. They say with all this, your book in your head, this is where you will not graduate. You will not, we will pay you 40,000 till you die. Somebody looked at you and the office and said, can you do better than this? No, that's a very, sounds like something I can say actually. I just look at it like, is this the best you can do? You just begin to doubt yourself. Has anybody ever spoken to you and you started doubting yourself? You start feeling like an impostor, a fake person, you know? You know what it means for the prince of Egypt to begin to walk with a stick, to lead the sheep, talking to sheep, staying alone by himself, you know what it means? That rod was the symbol of his pain. He goes with it everywhere. 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 It was the same rod that the Lord said, stretch it. Stretch it. Let me tell you how to stretch this rod. In my own case. Now, in my own case. Especially when I've prayed for somebody over a period of time and the problem has persisted. If it is something that I have dealt with, maybe something that is almost close to the loss of life, the loss of a life, I will now go to that. I will go to the Lord. I'll pray for that person. I'll say, Lord, as I found mercy with you in the year, so I'll mention the year, when this happened and you saved me, now I ask, I petition the heavens that the same mercy be given to this person. That is how to use that rod. Lord, when I fell flat on my face and I could not help myself, and then you sent so-so brother or so-so sister to help me and lift me up, now I now ask that the same mercy be given to this sister. So it is a specific use. There's a way you use your words. Do you know that even in the courtroom, sir, you may have a good case, but if you have a bad lawyer, you lose. Yes. Some lawyers were sent to destroy you. Their work is to make sure you go to jail and you pay them. Do you know that one of the titles of the Lord Jesus is the advocate? Do you know that? That means he pleads our case. That there are many of us that God should have turned his back on. But because of the mercy of our Lord, he pleads our case. He said to Moses, stretch, lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea. And let me also bring out something very important here, especially for those of us that are pastors or for those of us that are matured Christians. Please, what I want to say now, don't take it out of context. Are you here? Are you here? I have noticed this especially with prophets and apostles, or with people that operate in the fivefold generally. There is usually a particular sign that is in their body. There is somewhere in their body that seems to be more anointed, that any time they minister to you from that place, it has almost 100% like performance rate. I've heard Dr. Luca say that he rarely lays hands, rarely publicly, very rarely you see him lay his hands. If he lays his hands on you, he said, don't deal. Same to you, Pastor Adeboye. In the case of Elijah, it was his mantle. He had a mantle that he always wore. Elisha inherited that mantle. Gehazi was not worthy of it, because even before Gehazi failed, they gave him that mantle to go and raise a dead boy. He failed. That was the first day we started suspecting him, that this man's hand is not clean. They are not clean, because they sent him. The same thing my father gave me, I gave you. You said it did not work. How is that possible? Do you understand? It did not work. So we have been suspecting that boy since before he went to collect money. We have been watching him. I'm making reference to this because you notice that when Moses wanted to turn the river Nile into blood, he stretched his hand over it. You remember? He stretched his hand. There seems to be something
about Moses ministering with his hand stretched out that conducts power. Are you still with me now? Now, oh, you are not here. Are you here now? Do you remember there was a time they were in a battle? And as long as Moses raised his hand, Israel won. And anytime he brought the hands down, they lost. They were losing men. Now here, God says, stretch the same hand over the sea. Please put up that scripture. Lift up your rod, stretch out your hand over the sea, and what? How did he divide it? He stretches his hands over the sea and then does something like this. An imaginary line. Ah, but it's you that call it imaginary. The moment they saw the line he drew, the angels just went like when you are drawing on Adobe Illustrator. Separate it. Separate equal half. And the Bible says that division became a wall. The water that came to the left became a wall. The water that came to the right became a wall, such that you cannot see the other side. Whoever is on the other side cannot see you in between the Red Sea. And the Bible said the children of Israel began to walk on dry ground. In my personal case, many years ago, I was on campus and the Lord said to me, well, okay, I don't know if this information is for you, but I'm just trying to corroborate this story. I didn't even know all of this Moses stretching his hand when the Lord told me, you know, most of you are not aware that I used to be left-handed. So they flogged my... They flogged this one till I rejected the hand and started using this one. But you see, most of my brain is still left. So that's why I hold my microphone with the left hand. The slap from this hand is not the same from this one. This one is soft, it's tender. This one is... Say this one is Igbo. Igbo smoking slap. If you collect this one, you can never be the same. So the Lord gave me a witness many years ago that the concentration of power on this left side is more than the one on the right. So I didn't even know all these scriptures. So when I really, really want to minister, I minister with my left hand. Now this is personal to me. Don't go and start choosing which hand or leg you like. I'm just telling you that there are people, even you, as you grow, you will notice that there are certain things that are peculiar with you. Over time, God has worked with you like that. There are people that may tell you, like Kenneth Hagin, I don't fast for more than 3 days. Kenneth Hagin will tell you, if I'm doing 7 days, if God answers me on the second day, fasting is over. People like Olukoya will say, finish the fast. I am here to tell you that the power that is in a man's hand, put up that scripture, that makes it possible to split an entire sea. You know, I was speaking to us about dunamis. What was the word I used for dunamis? I said force. Sir, this kind of power is a bad one. God didn't do it, oh. He said, lift up your rod. Look at what you want to change in your life, in your mind, and do like this. Separate it. You are not seeing it yet. You are not seeing it. In the day of Moses, it was a physical body of water. Now, it is in your spirit. It's a spiritual matter. So, you must operate the discerning of spirit to be able to see the problem in your mind. Then, stretch out your rod. Like this. Ah, you are not following yet. Let me give you another example. When Israel came to Egypt and he saw Ephraim and Manasseh, the scripture said he told Joseph that these ones will not be his grandchildren, that he will accept them as his own children, right? So they are both the son of Joseph and the brother of Joseph. Even though Joseph didn't like that one. And he wanted to pray. The Bible says he crossed his hand and blessed the younger, right? First, he lifted the younger above the older. Joseph tried to correct him. He said, I know what I'm doing. In the book of Hebrews, when that was rendered, it was rendered differently. Are you still with me? Those of you over there, can you hear me? That story was rendered differently. The Bible says that Israel blessed the two boys with his hands crossed, leaning upon his staff. His walking stick. But in Genesis, no walking stick. Are you here? You are not here. Some of you don't understand where I'm going. Where I'm going is that there are certain problems and challenges you cannot just deal with ordinary prayer. You have to you will rest on the totality of God's goodness in your life. You will remember the testimonies. You will remember everywhere God met with you, where God delivered you, where God came through for you. You will remember everywhere you almost fell and God saved you. And then you will rest on those experiences like a staff. And say, the God who delivered me from the hands of the fowler, the one who delivered me from the hands of witchcraft and delivered me from the hands of evil men, will even deliver me now. It is not a normal prayer. You are resting on the goodness of God to declare a victory while the battle is still being fought. So when you see the staff, when you see men leaning on their staff, go and look at it very well. Moses did not have a staff when he was in Egypt. He had a staff when he became a vagabond, moving from place to place. And the Bible said he stretched forth his hands. Put up that scripture. He stretched forth his hands. Go to verse 17. Quickly. And I indeed will add in the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. You see how God seduces people to their destruction. And they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and horsemen. Next verse. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained. Please go to verse 19. Verse 20. Go down. I need to see where Moses parted the sea. Yeah. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord. Come on, say, and the Lord. Now, there are certain manifestations that will not happen until you obey the first command. There are certain manifestations of the supernatural that will not manifest until you release your faith. The Lord told him, stretch forth your hand. Moses didn't know what will happen. The moment Moses stretched forth his hand, what happened? Put up that scripture. He said, and the Lord caused the sea to do what? To go back. Now, if you have been close to very strong sea waves, you will know that the power it takes to push forth an entire sea, not just a part of it, backwards, because the sea is flowing this way. Now you want to push something backwards. It's like pushing a plane in the air. You want to push a plane backwards. Do you know that thing that God did here could have led to a tidal wave. This thing that God did here could have led to a tidal wave that wipe out everybody. Because the sea is flowing this way. You now push it backwards. Whatever, with whatever power you are able to do that, you will create a problem. Put up that scripture. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. Now, hold on. I have said to us many times here that when you see the east, what are we talking about? Huh? The spiritual realm. The east. Huh? When the Israelites prayed, they faced Jerusalem. That's towards the east. When Muslims pray, they face the east. There is the east. The Garden of Eden was on the east. Huh? That is a ground, it's a terrain where a lot of natural laws don't apply. The east is a ground where a lot of natural laws don't apply. It is a terrain where laws can be bent and some broken. Look at where the wind came from. The Bible said it was an eastern wind. The kind of power that will push an entire sea backwards is not on this earth. Are you here? Are you here? So when I tell you that this year 2025, you are going to arise a brand new person, I want you to know that the power that will make it happen is not going to come from this realm. It's coming from the heavenlies. I said 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 it's coming from the heavenlies. In the name of Jesus. Prove that scripture. Do we still have the scripture? And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strongest wind all that night. You know, I told you everything happened that night. Can you see it now? All of this, just imagine being in an environment where electricity and this is happening. And made the east sea into dry land and the waters were divided. Verse 22. Do we have verse 22? So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their left hand and on their right. The Lord brought Israel out by a mighty hand, and that is what he's going to be doing today. Wagbenu mi Farao mi o Farao mi o Femishele o Wagbenu mi Farao mi o We are not alone here. The scriptures establish very clearly that over every God-appointed house, there are angelic emissaries that are usually assigned to go with that assignment. And today again, we are privileged to have these angelic emissaries, and they are all lining across the aisle here. But they are here not for me, but for you. So I need you to be in the spirit, because you are going to be filled with the spirit of joy. I say you are going to be filled with the spirit of joy. I want us to read very quickly Psalm chapter 92. Verses 9 and 10. Psalm 92, verses 9 and 10.
Let me tell you what the Lord is doing right now. Put up that scripture. Say, for behold, O Lord, for behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. Listen to me, there are those who the Lord refers to as workers of iniquity. And they have only one destiny, it is to be scattered. Men who have raised their voice in the behind you, speaking against you, speaking of things that they know nothing about. The Lord said that they will be scattered. There are some of you, your parents struggled with this kind of people, and when they retired, they didn't pay their pension, they didn't pay their gratuity. They started having issues at their government office where they worked because of the activities of workers of iniquity. But David said what? He said, let them be scattered. Let them be scattered. There are voices of the workers of iniquity speaking over many, and that's why they are not mine. But today, this morning, the Lord sent me to them. Their destiny is sure. It is to be scattered. You will be the one to father your children. You will be a mother to your children. Nobody will take, nobody is permitted to take your place. In the name of Jesus. What is the antidote? Give me verse 10. Give me quickly, verse 10. But my own, come on, say my own. You have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. Give me this in King James. This is where we are going to start our prayer. Let's rise on our feet. Now, this particular animal known as the unicorn is also one of those creatures that people are not really sure if they really existed. But it's in the Bible. So maybe they existed in an era. I don't know. He said, but my horn you shall exalt like the horn of... So the horn of the unicorn is somewhere at his head. At the center of his head. Between his eyes. Which means that his dominion is connected to his sight. Anything it sees, if it pursues that thing, that one can get it. So which means that we are going to need the eyes that has the capacity to see what it needs to see to make for deliverance, freedom, and progress. He said, that my, come on, put up that scripture. He said, my own, thou shall anoint like the horn of unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh. Do you know that you may be carrying stale oil? You are anointed truly, but what the oil on your head is stale, is smelling. And how do you know? The things that could not confront you will start confronting you. So this is where we are going to start from. Put up that scripture. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over my body, over my soul, over my spirit. Let there be a separation now. In the name of Jesus, let there be a separation. Let there be a separation. A divine separation between my life and every worker of iniquity. I will not be numbered amongst them. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, let there be a separation. Oh, let there be a separation. Let there be a separation. Azakatale nebo sotaya. Thank you. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put up that scripture. There is a on for every divine initiative. If the Lord calls you to the ministry, He will give you a on. He will give you a on. That on is how you function in your office. When I first became a Christian, the only thing I could do was evangelism. But that was the on that came with myself. I wasn't even baptized in the Holy Spirit. The passion was just there on the street, on the road. I didn't know too many Bible verses, but I knew John 3:16. I knew a few things. And as long as I stay there, I can't miss it. If you ask me another question, I won't answer you. It's just give your life to Christ. But that was the on. Please play low. That was given to me. And when I came into the prophetic, a different on was given to me. It is the on with which you are able to stand in your ministry. That's what makes you so unique. That's what makes you so distinct that you cannot be pushed aside. And there are many of you that lost your own because of what people said. I know people who are gifted in the prophetic gifting, but because they were attending a church that didn't believe in it, the gift shut down. And when they left the church, the gift started again. There is a on. David spoke about this on. He said, my on you will exalt. That means that there is a on that the Lord will assign to you. It could be the on for business. And for some strange reasons, you are able to do what you do effortlessly because you are using the rod of authority. If you don't know what you are supposed to be doing, if you don't know the on that has been given to you, you will labor in everything. There's a difference between laboring in something you are passionate about and laboring in the place where your own is. And many of us need to enter the year with full discovery. Amen. Come on, say it louder, amen. Amen. Full discovery. Because even though your beginning is small, your latter it should greatly increase. But if you don't know what on has been given to you, you will hear that it is a land that is selling today. You go and put your head there. Then tomorrow, land that is water that is selling. You go and put yourself there. When they say air is air, they are selling. You'll be looking for how to go and start selling air or H2O or something. You start looking for something to sell because you move like the wind. One of the things you will know about your own is that it will be that aspect of your life that will bring you the greatest influence. Look back and ask yourself, the few times I came close to something that looked like greatness, what was it? Ask yourself. If you cannot think of anything, you have not found your own. So we need to find our own today. Some people did not find the own. They ran abroad. They had a good life. But they were dying inside. How many people, my wife is here, how many people, and I'm not just talking about unbelievers, how many people have you heard, fervent Christians, who are thinking of divorce? There were people that preached to us here, that we've seen preach elsewhere. There are people that when they do Bible study with you, you will go and start praying. But when the spirit of Canada and the spirit of a New Jersey came upon them, and they were not ready. They were not ready. You now see people saying, well, we can take care, we can do co-parenting, we can joint ownership. You start speaking English. You that used to prepare Bible study manual for us, talking about co-parenting. No fight, oh. Only because if I go to work on Monday, I cannot come back until Wednesday night. While I'm coming on Wednesday night, somebody has to tell the children, you will go from Wednesday night to Saturday. So we only have one day together in the house, which is Saturday or Sunday. Nobody will tell you that one. Some people are sent to that area. But if you are not, if your own has not led you there, you better maintain. And I'm not talking about things I don't know about. I'm talking about cases that are ongoing. And if God says, leave this country,
And you say because you like Amaka, you want to stay here. Because you like Amaka, anything Amaka wants, you move to Abba, you go and be living with Amaka. Your own has been moved to New Jersey. If you are here, you will live without dominion and authority. So I'm not just talking about Nigeria, it can be anywhere. We need to discover that own. Put up that scripture. He said, my own, you will exalt. What is God committed to exalting, sir? He said, my own. Come on, say my own. Everybody has a own. Come on, say my own. Not the own, my own. Do you know your own? Do you know what your own is? Can you ask the Lord today that the spirit of revelation will come upon you and there will be full disclosure. There will be clear revelation about that which the Lord has put in your life, earmarked as the own. Come on, can you open your mouth and pray? Pray like a prayer warrior. Pray like a prayer warrior. Let there be full revelation. Let there be full revelation. Ashanda balabo sotaya namase. Are you praying? Kandele porose takabayan. Oh shabakadagada. In the name of Jesus, let the horn of the horn that has been assigned to your life be revealed right now. Be revealed right now. You will know what to do. You will not labor in another man's field. Let the horn be revealed. 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 For my own thou shalt exalt like the horn of a unicorn. If you are called into the world of business, there is a horn for you. There is a horn for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, when you read the stories in the Bible, many times you need to slow down and ask questions that nobody is asking. There was a brother in the prison that Joseph ministered to. He said to him that in 3 days your head will be cut off. Right? You remember that person? The brother did not bother to ask, is there a way out? Are you here? That is a prophecy does not mean it's final. See? Come on, are you still here? Are you here? Church of God, are you here? I said that you had a dream. The prophet told you that this dream, 3 days time, your head will be cut off. And you didn't. You say, so be it, if it pleases the Lord. You and who? Is that how you wish for death? The same power that is able to interpret your dream has the power to rewrite it. Hey! It was the same Joseph that stepped into the king's palace. The king also had a terrible dream, but every wrote it and told him this is the solution. We don't, oh goodness, is somebody here? Is somebody here? I said, because there are, in 2025, there will be a lot of blossoming. There's going to be a lot of destinies will blossom. They will blossom. Don't take no for an answer. Now, I want you to reject every negative word, any negative prophecy, every negative proclamation against you, against your child, against your parents, against your family, whatever has been projected against you, I want you to begin to reject it. 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 You will not die but live to declare the glory of the Lord. Alemara sekataya. We reject every negative word. We reject every negative declaration.
over everyone in this place, over everyone that is online, in the name of Jesus. Ole makataye ndele bokusanta. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The anointing for the year 2024 will not be sufficient for next year. He said, I will be anointed with fresh oil. There's an anointing for next year. There's an anointing for next year. Many of you will come into leadership. Many of you will come into by force leadership. Many of you will come into leadership in your organizations. Many of you will come into leadership. There seems to be no vacancy. If there is no vacancy where you are, we create it in another company and we send you there. Believe these words and you will be saved. Listen to me. I don't know how these things happen. But you know, I was sharing a testimony with us last Sunday about a lady that joined our 14 days prayer meeting. She didn't even fast. She just saw the link and joined. From God knows which country. And she was in pain. She was an SS. She joined on Mixella. That was it. That was it. I'm not even sure I prophesied about anybody having SS or anything. So if this is the area God has given me on, why should I listen to you? You have access to the best doctors. You don't believe in healing. You don't believe in deliverance. Why should I listen to you? Why should I listen to you? If what God told is to focus on this area and told me to focus on this area, why is that a problem for you? How do you think you can live with a woman that looks just like you? Is it not opposite that attract? You must find out where your own is. Because when the oil is released, it will go to the direction of the own. He said, I will be anointed with what? Fresh. Who taught that scripture? With fresh oil from the presence of the Lord. Can you ask the Lord for fresh oil for 2025? Can you ask the Lord for fresh oil for 2025? Ask the Lord for fresh oil. Ask for yourself now. For yourself. Ask the Lord for fresh oil. Don't go with that stale anointing. Don't go with that old oil. Ask the Lord for something new. Fresh oil. Fresh oil over my life, over this ministry. Fresh oil over everyone in this place. A fresh anointing. Ejele oloruko nla oruko Jesu lo kari aye kandala barasa katada ejele